Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
And certainly, speaking about On the Rise, one of the programs in South Florida has been on the rise. Five straight years at the state championships, headed for a sixth straight year. Chaminade Madonna, the Lions have just, now you talk to anybody around the state and you bring up Chaminade's name and everybody will say, hey, it's good a coach team, a lot of talent year in and year out, and certainly going to be in the mix as the 2021 season gets underway. And head coach Damian Jones is kind enough to join us this evening. Coach, thanks so much for taking time out of the first day of practice to join us, and a new year, but obviously the same objective.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, that is the objective, the new year. just hoping, you know, it's a true transition. You know, hopefully we're not going through this COVID stuff again.
Right. And you look back at last year, starting with the Heritage game and ending up with the Trinity game, a weird season. I mean, to say the least. I mean, strange in a lot of different ways. I mean, especially state title game, you guys came out and you did everything right and the game slipped away. But the main thing is you get kids who experienced that that were younger last year, and now they come back and now they become the leaders. Talk about that, because I think that becomes a benefit in a lot of ways as well.
Absolutely. And I mean, Larry, you can't win them all, but no. You know, games like that make you hungry, you know. Yeah. It makes you want it, you know. You're right there at that cuff and you don't make it, and it makes you want to work harder. And that's the thing that I love about the kids that we got now. They tasted it, but they didn't taste it. And they want to get that full, mile full, and want to work harder and get back there and try to win it all. So that experience for them was tremendous, you know, especially we had a lot of young guys who had never been in that position before. So we had a few guys, you know, who were vets, but majority, 80% of the team were new and they hadn't been there before. They were just kind of riding the old wave of other guys, and you know, they kind of made their own path now, but now they want to complete it. So yeah. I mean, you always try to come up with new goals and new stuff that you're trying to get guys to work towards, and that's one of the goals right now, is just, hey, taking one game at a time, and you know, if we're fortunate enough to get back, finish.
Yeah, and you know what? The one thing that you did, and I've noticed it over the last, I think, 3-4 years, but I think you've always been like this, is you never shy away from competition. You're going to take on anybody and anyone you can. This year is no exception. I see that you're going to be playing a defending 8A state champion Seminole up in Sanford Seminole, and I mean, you've got a really, really good schedule once again. Talk about that, because for you guys, it's not so easy to get those games anymore. A lot of people know who you are, and they're not going to be so quick to put that name on the line anymore.
Well, it's very hard, Larry, trying to schedule games. And, you know, I guess my mindset of just looking at things are a little different than other people where, you know, I mean, you want to play good teams. You want to play those big games. You want to put your kids in those situations. And guess right. What? You win the game, you lose the game, so what? You know, you learn from it, you know.
Right.
I feel like we're in a position every year because of who we play and who we get beat up on, or you know, who comes in and punches us up in the mouth. We learn from those mistakes and we get better from them. And I think that's key for a lot of programs, and you know, just the programs that were like, no, we don't want to play this team, or no, we don't want to play you guys, because I mean, that's not helping your program. That's not helping you. When I was at Hollandale, we started off probably playing little cake schedules, and then at the end, we wasn't doing anything, and then we started playing the St. Thomas's, we started playing the Heritage, and guess what? Those games prepared us for bigger games. So, I mean, that's just my belief. You know, it's no mad scientist formula to this, but I just feel like if you want to be competing in late December or early December, you got to play some teams that's going to, you know, put you through the gauntlet. And
I agree.
My goal is never to go undefeated. You know, we do, but my goal is never to go undefeated. My goal is to make sure my kids play good football.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. Damian Jones, head coach at Chaminade Madonna, joining us. And yeah, I was thinking about the same thing. When you look at the teams, you know, that are doing good in this state, and you look at the Heritages, and they'll go play Venice at Venice, or they'll go to New Orleans, and you look at, you know, schools like that, like you, and Cardinal Gibbons is starting to find out that if you want to stay at the top, you gotta make sure you give your kids, you know, something during the season, and you guys are. You know, I mean, I was thinking Central and Deerfield Beach and Carroll City and Vero Beach, and you know, programs that a lot of people don't know anything about, like the Clearwater and International Academies, and you know, those type of schools that have dudes, you know, and they're very competitive, and just because they don't have the stamp of approval of programs around here, I agree with you 100%. You got, if you're gonna get better, and you know, we talk about that all the time with a lot of the schools down here that only reach a certain level. I mean, you know, you can't reach, and even Champagnat Catholic, you look at Champagnat. I mean, here's a 2A school that will go up and play a team in Kentucky, or go to Valdosta, or play a Northwestern, because they figure that's the only way that they're going to get better. They're, you know, when those kids came there, just like your kids, I'm sure you said, hey, listen, by being here, you're going to learn a lot from our coaching staff, but you're also going to be competing against the best of the best, and you haven't lied to them. And certainly, you're right, when you're at that level, a lot of teams are afraid to play, but those are the teams that sit home while you're up in Tallahassee or wherever, you know, the state championships are. Coach, talk briefly about, you know, this year's team. Obviously a good senior class last year that moved on, went to college. You have some really, really talented kids who you said got some baptism under fire last year as sophomores and juniors that are going to step in. Defensively, you look really, really sound. Offensively, line-wise, I love your quarterback, a young kid, but he's going to learn. And obviously, you got kids. And the kids want to play, as you said, competitive football. Talk about what you're going to be trotting out this year for the 2021 season.
Well, I'm pretty excited about our defense, as I'm always am. Defense, I think we return, I want to say we return eight or nine starters from last year's team. And offensively, we return, I think, about seven starters. And those guys were young. Those guys were young on offense, our O-line, but they learned. And, you know, just like you say, Cedric Bailey, he's going to surprise a lot of people this year.
Yep.
Over the last couple of years, everybody, you know, Salmonado, you know, like, just run the ball. My hands were kind of tied the last couple of years. But now I think we're going back to my Hollandale days, where we're going to be kind of balanced, where we're going to be able to do both. And hopefully, you know, we can just say, hey, pick your poison. And I've always been set up that way. But I think we're going to get back to it this year.
Good stuff. I like the young kid, Zaquan Patterson, too. I think he's going to be very special. I've watched the kid since he was in youth football. That's a kid that you got so many. I mean, I could go on all day, but good stuff. I can't wait to see you. I appreciate you stopping by on the first day of practice, and best of luck. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Thanks for having me, Larry. Have a good one.
Good stuff. Coach Damian Jones, who I remember, I mean, I covered him when he played. Always a competitor, tremendous coach, does a great job, and certainly one of these guys at six straight state title appearances if they go this year. Same with Hector and Champagnat Catholic. That's amazing. In this day and age, to go once is crazy. University of Miami Sports Medicine Institute experts treat athletes of all levels, elite pros, active adults, and youth athletes. Recover your game. Visit uhealthsportsmedicine.com. That's uhealthsportsmedicine.com.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.